On this episode, two edging techniques to build better stamina. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. Let's talk about edging and building better stamina, which is very, very important. It is very important because if we're going to explore and expand into our sexuality and what it can be and do for us and how it can lift us up and empower us, which it absolutely can, that means connecting with that energy in a deeper way. It means being able to guide it and harness it instead of being controlled by it, both in the moment and bigger picture. So having stamina, while some guys might think about it, oh, I want to last longer with my girlfriend, with my wife, that matters absolutely. Or thinking about, oh, I want to be able to have better control in my edging session, that matters absolutely. Bigger picture, having better control and lasting longer actually means developing a more nuanced, deeper, more powerful connection with your sexual energy that you can use towards what you desire instead of being pulled around by it. That's really what building better stamina is about. By the way, for the next 7 days, I'm going to be taking applications for a new hybrid one-on-one plus group coaching cohort that I'm going to be running with a small group of guys. If that is something that interests you, check out the link in the show notes and you can find out more about that. So let's talk about, again, building better stamina in your edging practice. Now, when I talk about edging, a reminder, I'm talking about mindful edging, meaning there is no porn involved, meaning there is ideally a practice of when or if you get caught up in fantasy, you are coming back to a connection with your own body, with the energy within your body, with your breath, with the sensations, not only because that is the path of really developing a more sacred aspect to your sexuality, because it's connecting with your own soul, but it's also the path to actually develop better control. Because when your awareness is somewhere else, if you're in fantasy, certainly if you are watching porn, when your awareness is not within yourself, you cannot connect with this energy in the same kind of nuanced way. You won't be able to control it in the same way. So one of the reasons we want to practice letting fantasy go, and it's not going to be a 100% thing. You're going to kind of get caught up in it. Maybe you might get caught up in it a lot. You're going to let it go, come back to the sensations in your body, repeat that process over and over again. That will help you in this journey to have better control in addition to the other aspects of what that will do for you. So mindful edging, no porn. It means coming back to a connection with self. It means that our intention really is to connect more deeply with ourselves. That is entirely the intention. And in doing that, you will not only have better control, better stamina, and connect with yourself in much more expansive ways, but you will have better sex with partners and be able to last longer. So there are two very specific techniques that I suggest you try and incorporate into your edging practice. The first is the overhand stroke. So most guys, based on my discussions, grow up essentially doing the sort of stereotypical stroke, meaning it's like this. It's what I call the underhand stroke. Your thumb is up higher. The pinky side of your hand is toward your body, and it's like this, okay? The overhand stroke is the opposite of that. It's flipped around, so that your thumb is now closer to your body and your pinky is pointing up and away from it. And this seems like a very simple change, and it is, but it's also very impactful, very impactful. There's a couple of ways that it's impactful. First, let's look at the way, and if you guys are on video, you're gonna see this better. If you're not on video, check out the show on video. You can do that on Spotify, on YouTube. If we're in that underhand stroke, our thumb and our index finger are forming this ring that's basically at the top, and then it spreads out from there. Meaning that ring of sort of tighter stimulation is up towards the tip end of your penis, and that's where it stays when you're stimulating. And then down lower, it spreads out. Well, that's the opposite of the way it is when we penetrate a woman. Think about the last time you had sex, whether that was today, yesterday, or a year ago, or whenever it was, or maybe for younger guys, it hasn't even happened yet. It is the opposite of that. It is actually tighter at the entrance and then kind of spreads out from there. So that is one of the fundamental things that this overhand underhand shift does. And again, it's one of those things that I think a lot of guys, we get so habitual with things that we don't ever really switch it up. And one of the best things you can do in your edging practice is just switch it up, try different things. And this is absolutely one of the most fundamental things to not only try, but to incorporate on a regular basis. So when you do this, when you switch to that overhand, I'm not saying 100% of the time, by the way, incorporate it all, but definitely incorporate some of that overhand. When you incorporate that overhand stroke, you not only more closely approximate what it is like to penetrate a partner in terms of that tightness at the base and then spreading out, but you also stimulate completely different parts. And those two things add up to mean that the overhand stroke is much more similar to penetrating a partner than the other underhand stroke is. Now, obviously, it's not the same thing, but it is much more similar. And because it is more similar than the underhand stroke is, it is both more stimulating and it's better practice, meaning it helps you build better stamina. So you will find that when you do the overhand stroke, it is going to be much more stimulating. It is going to test your control. That is a good thing. It's going to be potentially more powerful. And it is also going to help you practice having control with that increased stimulation. And it is going to help you practice having control with a kind of stimulation that is, again, much more similar to penetrating a partner. That idea of this sort of tighter ring being the far end of what you're penetrating versus at the entrance is completely different. So most guys, if they're masturbating in old school, you know, low vibration ways, and often even in their edging practice, if we're staying in that underhand stroke, we're practicing essentially the opposite of what it is like to penetrate a partner. Because when we penetrate a partner, it's tighter at that entrance and then kind of spreads out from there. So if we practice that, we get our body and our mind-body connection more used to that, you will find that it will make a huge difference in translating to having better control with your partner. Now we can add another layer to this. And that is what I call the stamina stroke. So again, this is going to be an overhand stroke. And it is really hyper-targeting the most sensitive part that really tests our stamina. And that is actually the withdrawal. So if you really pay attention to this, and I know some of you guys earlier on in the journey, it's not going to really make a lot of sense. That's okay. For a lot of you guys, it is. If you think about, again, penetrating a partner, when we are going in, it's actually less sensitive than when we pull out. And there's kind of a biological primal reason for that, I think, because if we're pulling out, our primal instinct as it relates to our sexuality is procreate. We got to procreate, which means that as we're entering a partner and we're going deeper, our body's like, okay, we're going deeper. This is good. This is good. Keep going. And then you start pulling out and your body's like, oh, nope, we got to procreate. So that withdrawal is actually much more stimulating. So if we take the overhand stroke that is, again, much more similar to penetrating a partner, and then we practice specifically what is, in essence, that withdrawal kind of motion, we can really hone in on the type of stimulation and the moments when we're having sex when it tests our control the most. So the stamina stroke is basically get to a relatively aroused state, and this is going to depend on how comfortable you are with your own control. If you're much more comfortable with your own control, if you have an edging practice that you've been, you know, consistent with for a long time and you really feel in control of that energy, practice this at a higher arousal level. If you're newer to that journey, practice it at a lower arousal level so it doesn't accidentally take you over the edge. So you want to get to a relatively aroused state, something like 7.5 to 9.5, maybe on that out of 10 kind of arousal scale. Again, depending on your experience and comfort with controlling this energy, get to that state in that overhand stroke, and you're going to go one hand and then the other, only from the base up to the top, only from the base up to the top, only from the base up to the top, and repeat left, right, left, right. So we're honing in on what is, in essence, that withdrawal motion and practicing that 50, 100, 25, something like that of those strokes. Again, you're going to find this very stimulating. It is going to test your control, especially if you're newer in the journey. So practice it at a lower arousal level. You may want to practice it at just a barely getting hard kind of level, and then practice it so that you don't accidentally go over the edge and you can gradually ramp that up. If you gradually ramp this up, if you practice this and you can ramp up that arousal level that you can do this at. And by the way, very, very important, actually, when you're doing this, you need to maintain a relaxed root muscle. So our sex muscle, our root muscle, our pelvic floor, your Kegel muscle, however you want to call it, relaxed 100% of the time. As soon as you start to lose that, if you're doing those stamina strokes, as soon as you start to lose that relaxation, stop, pause, wait a minute, stimulate again a little bit if you need to get hard, to bring up your arousal level or whatever, and then try it again. Keep a relaxed state in your root muscle. That is ever important because that is the state that we need to remain in if we're going to have control in these edging sessions and with a partner. As soon as we lose that relaxed state in your root muscle, as soon as it wants to kick over into a squeeze, you've lost control. If you didn't intentionally squeeze it with intention because you wanted to, and your root muscle kicks over into that squeeze unintentionally, that's you losing control. So that's what we're practicing, is keeping that root muscle in a relaxed state and stimulating and stroking in a way that simulates as closely as possible the most stimulating part of having sex with a partner, and the most realistic stimulation that we can recreate with our hand. So hopefully that makes sense. Again, the overhand stroke, practice it, incorporate it. It will make a huge difference. The stamina stroke, which is just come to a fairly high arousal level, maintain a state of relaxation in your root muscle, and do those overhand strokes only from the base to the top, and then let go. Base to the top, let go. Base to the top, let go. Alternate hands. Do as many of those as you can do. And you don't need to have a lot of pressure. That's not what this is about. Just a normal kind of stroke. It's just that you're starting at the base, going to the top, and then letting go and alternating hands. Let me know how this works for you. I can promise you that if you put these two things into practice on a regular basis, you will absolutely build better control. And just like being strong, who doesn't want to be stronger? No matter how strong somebody is, pretty much everybody wants to be stronger. Likewise, no matter how good your control is, having better control, better, right? So practice these. Let me know what you think. You can leave me a comment. If you're on Spotify, you can text me, 801-742-1439. You can join us in the Brotherhood. That's our free community for you guys, for listeners of the show. Or as I said, if you'd like to join me for a hybrid one-on-one plus group coaching cohort that I'm going to be doing, look for the link in the show notes. You can put in your application for that. Thanks, as always, for watching. You guys, I appreciate you being here. Have an amazing rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.